Across the Pilbara, this is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
Acting Senior Sergeant Craig Carter in the studio. Craig, good morning.
Yeah, morning Pablo, and morning to your listeners as well.
Now, we wanted to touch on, obviously, Christmas just around the corner, the holiday period. A lot of people off school at the end of this week. A lot will be heading away. But you guys are doing a special operation over the next period. What's in store and what can people expect?
Okay, yeah, we are, Pablo. It's obviously it's an identified area during the predominantly school holiday periods and so forth that there usually is a spike or a rise in certain crimes, volume crimes, and we're talking about like burglaries and stolen motor vehicles, stuff like that. So we've actually got an operation going targeting those type of offences, and we've got a number of strategies that have been put in place, and this is over and above that our normal day-to-day policing. This will be extra, and this will be a special operation run during this holiday period. As I said, there's a number of proactive strategies in place in addition, but to make this work, and we really are requiring the assistance of the Karratha residents. Now, it works on twofold. So if you're leaving town, which we know predominantly a lot of people in Karratha have the holidays, mm-hmm. and they take the kids and everywhere and go away and enjoy the Christmas and New Year's period, and God bless them for that as well. But if you are leaving town, we just need to take special care in securing your premises and home. And it's not just a matter of locking the door as well, but we're just asking them to remove any temptations, any items that can be movable or that may be a temptation to someone walking past. Put everything out in the backyard. If you can't lock them in a shed, at least keep them out of sight and out of mind in relation to it. So that's the first thing. Also, into securing your vehicles, if you're flying out or whatever and you've got vehicles that are left of the premises, we all know, obviously, we'll make sure that the doors are closed and they're locked up and secured. However, just take special care. Make sure you don't have any spare sets of keys in the glove box or...
You might have forgotten about it.
In the centre console, as some people do. And also, if you are going away, don't leave your car keys, please. Don't leave them on resting on the kitchen bench mm-hmm. inside or just hanging up on the key rack inside the door or wherever your key rack might be. Just either take them with you. If you can't take them with you, secure them and hide them, secrete them in a place where, on the unfortunate incident that someone does gain access to your house while you're away, and hopefully this won't happen, if they do, then the car keys aren't really available. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we do that is obviously, all of a sudden now we've got a vehicle, in the hands under control of inexperienced youth, and it's not just the danger that imposes to those young kids and so forth, but also it's a potential major risk and a harm to other community members.
Absolutely. Now, regarding motorbikes as well, there's wheel locks that people can purchase. There's a rebate on them as well. If you have to leave them somewhere, if you got them in your garage, you could extraly tie them down with those wheel locks, which would definitely help.
Yes, correct. That's right, and you can purchase those. And as you said, they're reduced and subsidised as well, which is a fantastic crime reduction strategy. Either that, chains, padlocks, and mm-hmm. so forth. But yeah, as long as they're secure and out of sight, because they do get if they are left out of sight in sight, we know those type of vehicles do get targeted by the younger kids. For all these to work, the operation, as I said, we're going to be pouring extra effort into it, and we'll be giving it 100% here at the Karratha Police Station. We'll be doing extra patrols, and we know areas of vulnerability, and we know the hot spots in and around town where youth tend to congregate, and criminal behaviour activity is paramount. So it happens through those, but we really need, for this to work, we also really need the assistance of the community members, of the residents of Karratha. We need them to be our eyes and ears out there during the operation. We need them to report immediately any suspicious activities that are going on in and around their areas, any suspicious persons that shouldn't be in the area, or look up sus what and what they're doing, and we need to report that immediately straight to Karratha Police Station on our 9143700 number, or just as easily is the police contact number of 131444, just as effective, and will get to us get to us as well. Look, we want everybody to enjoy the holidays and the festive season, and we hope everyone goes away and has a great time and comes back safely, and also for those people that are staying in town, either through work commitments or whatever. Otherwise, I just enjoy the holidays in Karratha. If they can assist us by taking these precautions, would be greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, goes a long way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And all calls of any nature will be taken seriously, and they will be responded to by police. As I said, we're putting extra things in place, and we have got response teams and so forth that will be actively running on these operations, and they will be readily to attend those areas.
That number again, 131 444. Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate Northwest Self Project, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Acting Senior Sergeant Craig Carter, thanks for stopping past.
Thanks very much, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.